בוקר טוב רבוי סייט, תזכו בשם רבות, ערב שבת שלום, חורף בריא. So, it's good to be back. פרשת בראשית, always a wonderful, wonderful start to the Torah Kedosha. I want to start off with a mashal that I heard from Agon Rav Mazuz a few days ago. The past month has been just a switching off between Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, Tzichos Shem Rabot. There hasn't been a lot of weekdays. So now we're back with another Shabbat, Baruch Hashem. A few days ago, we celebrated Simchat Torah. Now, many Mefarshim ask why it is that in the middle of Chodesh Tishri, we're celebrating Simchat Torah. It would seem more apropos to celebrate it during Sivan, Vav B'Sivan, the Torah was given. So let's celebrate Simchat Torah over there. What are we doing to celebrate? Okay, why? Because, great, Sukkot. What does Simchat Torah have anything to do with Sukkot? What are you going to say? Oh, because Tishri has a lot of Yamim Tovim anyway, so they packed it in. That's not the way it works, because if that was the case, then why don't we just pack in Chanukah and Purim and Tu B'Shvat into Tishri also and call it a day? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. So why did the Chachamim stick Simchat Torah into Chodesh Tishri? You ever had that question? Interesting, no? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Torah speaks of them. Shemini Atzeret, even the Torah speaks of that. Simchat Torah all of a sudden takes over the whole Shemini Atzeret. What's Pshat? So, Mashal Ma'ad Davar Domeh. The answer to this question can be explained through a parable. Once, there was a very popular and beloved king that had an only daughter. And the only daughter, she was beautiful and graceful and all sorts of ma'alot, and she reached marriageable age. And obviously, when she reached the age, shiduchim propositions started pouring in from all over the world. This prince, and that official, and this guy. So the king sits her down and he says, "No, what do you say about shiduchim? I have this resume and that resume." And to his chagrin, the princess says, No. Nobody. I don't want." The king is a little baffled, but okay. So some time passes, and she's still saying no to all the shiduchim. The princess comes to her father, the king, and she says, "Abba, we got to talk." Okay? So she says, "You know, Abba, I appreciate very much that you've been involved in my shiduchim, but I don't want to marry anybody that you're offering me." Okay? Why not? "Because I have somebody in mind." King says, "Oh, Yofi, Baruch Hashem, you have somebody in mind. Let's hear. Who's the lucky chatan?" How do you say chatan in Persian? In Bukharan, it's domo. How do you say in?
Domo.
Yeah? Bemer? Yeah. Anyway. Bekitzur, so the king says, "Who's the chatan? Let's see, which prince, which zed." So she says, "Abba, I want you to sit down for a second." Uh-oh. Says what? Says, "Well, I decided that I want to marry, there's a guard, one of the guards of the palace. I want to marry him." He said, "What?" The king flipped out. "No way. Not going to happen. Over my dead body." She says, "Listen, Abba, I know you're upset, but I already made my decision and you can't force me to marry anybody I don't want to. This is who I want to marry. So deal with it." All right, met him. The guy's, you know, nice, whatever, sweet. But he's simple. He's nothing special. So, Be'al Korcho, the king, made a wedding celebration for 7 days and 7 nights. And you know, when the king makes a celebration, he's got to invite all the who's who. And they had a whole big celebration. Everybody was happy. Interestingly enough, the only person that seemed to be a little bit out of it at the wedding was Chatan. Chatan seemed to be a little bit, you know, out of it, maybe. Not so happy. Okay, people noticed, but they moved on. So, wedding celebration was over. Everybody went home, and they lived happily ever after. 6 months later, the chatan comes over to his father-in-law, the king. He says, "Adoni HaMelech, Your Highness, I have a request." He says, "Go ahead." He says, "I want you to make me another wedding celebration." He says, "Yeah, I thought you were simple, not stupid." He says, "What are you talking about? I just made you a huge celebration 6 months ago. When you got married, what do you mean? I want a wedding celebration now." He says, "Let me explain myself." He says, 6 months ago, it only dawned on me. I was very excited when, you know, the princess decided to marry me. But then on my wedding day, I don't know if you noticed, I was a little bit out of it. He says, "Yeah, I did notice that." He says, "Do you know why?" He says, "Let me explain." He says, "If the princess wants to marry me, only daughter of such a popular king, and she's all great and everything, she could have married any prince she wanted, any dignitary, whatever. Why did she pick me?" And then I'm a simple guy, no gichrus, no nothing. He says, well, why would she pick me? So I started thinking, maybe she has some sort of terminal illness that nobody knows about. Maybe she's messed up in the head and they couldn't find any other shidduch and they stuck me with her. They stuck her to me. He says, I'm thinking, who knows what she's going to be like when I take her home? Who knows? So that's why I wasn't so happy. But he says, but now I lived with her for 6 months and I see that not only is she a princess, she's beautiful inside and out. Shlema, baguf, banefesh, bemidot, she's mamash perfect. Now I'm really happy. Now I want you to throw me another party. Now I want to really celebrate. He says the same thing with Am Yisrael. The same thing, Am Yisrael. We got the Torah and Vav B'Sivan, but Am Yisrael was thinking, why would Hashem choose us for Mimte Tcharei Tum'ah, just coming out of Mitzrayim, a very low nation, full of Avonot, Avodah Zarah? Why would Hashem pick us? He could have picked any nation in the world. Let's probably, there's something messed up with the Torah and we have to, you know, Hashem just wanted to stick it to us and that's it. But after 6 months, we finished the whole Torah, Chodesh Tishri. And then what we see, the Torah, Yishtabach Shema, Yishtabach Shema, Torah, Hashem, Tumimah, Meshivet Nafesh, Hashem, Shalim, Samech Elev, Torah is perfect in every way, it's beautiful. It says, now that we finished the whole Torah, now we can celebrate. And that's why we celebrate during Simchat Torah. Notice, Simchat Torah finishes on Kafdalet B'Tishri. Motzei Simchat Torah is Kafdalet B'Tishri. We have nothing to celebrate besides for Shabbatot and Rosh Chodeshim, which we have all the time. No Yamim Tovim, no Chagim, not even Ta'aniot. Klum, klum, klum. Chodesh Cheshvan is completely bare of anything. This coming Shabbat, Shabbat Mevarachim, Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Rosh Chodesh is going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Then a majority, a vast majority of Chodesh Kislev also empty and klum. Till the tail end of Chodesh Kislev, you have Hanukkah. Which means you have exactly 2 months from Motzei Simchat Torah until Kislev with nothing. There's no other 2 month period of the year that's bare of Chagim, bare of Taniot, bare of anything like we have now. Why is that? Says Rav Victor Miller, Alav Shalom, this is beautiful. Right after the Chatuna, I would just celebrate my wedding. Now on Shmini Atzeret, Hashem says, now you got to take the Kala home, spend some time. I'm saying, don't go here, go there. Shana Rishayna, you got to spend some time with the Kala. It's not some people have a neck. They celebrate, they dance on Simchat Torah, but then they leave the kala in the hall. Then, yeah, stay here, stay over there. Lo kacha. Yeah, you got to take her home, enjoy her company. So what do we do now for the next 2 months? Nothing but Torah Kedosha. Yeah, in Yiddish we're saying, no tere. Nothing else but Torah. Nor in Yiddish means nothing but. Yeah. So it's important now to take advantage, especially now that we're starting the Torah again, Parashat Bereshit. No better way to start the year than with a beautiful mitzvah that the Chachamim bestowed upon us. It's the Gemara in Masechet Berachot Daf Chet. The Gemara says, "Amar Biyame, kol hamashlim le'olam yashlim adam parshiyotav im atzibur. Shnai mikra ve'echad targum." A person should always complete the parashiyot of the Torah with the tzibur, twice reading the pasuk and once targum. Shekol hamashlim parshiyotav im atzibur marichin lo yamav u'shnotav. Which means anybody who does this mitzvah is guaranteed a long life. Now it's interesting how the Gemara says it doesn't say Chaim Arukim. It says Marichin lo yamav u'shnotav. His days and years are lengthened. Why does it say in such a way? So I read a pshat from a Gaon of Mazuz. It says a beautiful pshat. Sometimes people find it difficult many times to do Shnai Mikar v'Echad Targum. Some people might even find it to be Chas v'Shalom, a waste of time. Why a waste of time? They say, well, if I'm already sitting down to learn, might as well learn something more constructive, something deeper, something that I understand better. A lot of people complain that they don't understand what they're reading when they're reading Shnai Mikra v'Echad Targum, which I hear the Taina, so that's why it's good to do Rashi, that's why it's good to do, you know, if you have an English translation, whatever it is, to understand well. But some people say, shouldn't I be getting more quality learning during this time that I'm already setting aside? To which the answer to that is, says Rav Mazuz, this is a mitzvah of the Chachamim, which will explain where it came about from, why they made such a mitzvah. But once they made such a mitzvah, the Akadosh Baruch Hu gives a guarantee. He says, you do this mitzvah, and what are you worried about? You're losing out on precious time where you could be doing more quality learning. Hashem says, Ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnotav. I'll elongate your days and years so you'll make up. I'll be mashlim. I'll compensate you with extra life, extra days and years to be able to make up all that quality learning that you thought mistakenly that you may have lost Aaron. So that's a very big promise. People always look for segulot, this segula, that segula. They do a lot of crazy things in pursuits of segulot. Over here, you have a promise from Chazal, from the Gemara. It's very rare that you have such a guarantee. It says, Ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnotav. You want long life, u'shna mikra v'chatavim. Take it to the bank. Mamash, it's a bank check from the Chachamim. So, we've spoken about this many times before. There are different methods brought down in the poskim about how to do shnai mikra v'chatavim. But before we get there, it's important to understand, why is it that the Chachamim made such a mitzvah? So first of all, you see from the language of this mitzvah, it doesn't say la'olam yikra adam et parasha shnai mikra v'chatargum. It says la'olam yeshlim adam parashiyotav im atzibur, to complete the parashiyot with the tzibur. So you see the objective behind this mitzvah is that the Chachamim wanted Am Yisrael to band together around the Torah. A Jew's life, I don't know, you have to be mechanech yourselves and your children this way. It's a tremendous thing. A Jew's life during the week always revolves around Parashat HaShavua. The Torah in general, but especially Parashat HaShavua. Always reference the parasha, always reference the happenings in the Torah. Many times you see it's an unbelievable thing. Be'ashgacha pratit, things that happen to a person during the week, you can always find the link to it in Parashat HaShavua. That's the life of a Jew. It's an unbelievable thing. Especially Sefer Bereshit, Torah Ta'avot, Avot HaKadoshim, Briyat HaOlam, the Mabul, the Avot HaKadoshim. It's an unbelievable idea. Always look for things in your life to connect to Parashat HaShavua. You'll see. If you look for them, you'll find them. Yesh harbe. Kol makom, the Chachamim were concerned, you know when the enactment of Baal Koreh came about? What is a Baal Koreh? The person who reads the Torah and the Tzibur. We only find that earliest among the Rishonim. The Tosafot bring it down Masechet Megillah. Didn't always used to be like that. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, who's the Baal Koreh? Who was the Baal Koreh for the Tzibur? There was no Baal Koreh. Everybody was a Baal Koreh. Why? You got called up for an Aliyah. You read that portion yourself. There was no Baal Koreh. You were expected to read. Now again, there were different minhagim about how to complete the Torah. You know that. In Bavel, we have today minhag Bavel to complete the Torah once a year. The entire Torah once a year, that was minhag Bavel. Minhag Eretz Yisrael was that they completed the Torah once every 3 years. Now we don't have such a minhag anymore. The Rambam says either way is fine, but the minhag that was adopted today was minhag Bavel. So, in Kol Makom, everybody was expected to go up and read their portion. Now here's another thing, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that you're not allowed to be Baal Koreh for the Tzibur if you didn't practice the parasha at least 2 times. Why? Mipenekevod the Tzibur. Even if you know it, you have to practice it twice. Why? Hello, it's a responsibility. You're going up to read for the tzibur. Why are you just going up?
On top of Shnai Mikra?
Oh, 1 second. So that even if a person knows the Torah Baal Pe, it's asur to go up to read if you didn't practice twice. Even just to quickly go over. That's what the Chachamim said, especially in those generations where everybody had the potential of being Shliach Tzibur if he was called up for an Aliyah. Therefore, the Chachamim said, hey, wait a second. If you're called up for an Aliyah, you're going to be Baal Koreh. If you're going to be Baal Koreh, you're not allowed to read. You should call the Tzibur if you don't practice twice. Therefore, the Chachamim, what did they do? They said, mitzvah. What do you do now? Everybody reads the parasha, Shnai Mikra, plus Echad Targum, so they understand what you're reading. In those times, what was the most popular spoken language in Am Yisrael at the time, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Babel? It was Aramaic. So they instituted Targum and Kedus, which was in Aramaic, so that everybody understands what they're reading. Not only that, the Gemara says, it's not really done too much anymore today besides for Temanim. Not only did they do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum as part of preparing for the parasha, but what did they used to do? They used to read the Targum in the Beit HaKnesset on Shabbat so that women and children would understand as well. But that's not done too much anymore because nobody understands Aramaic anymore today, mostly. Huh? Temanim still do it today. Whoops. Uh-oh. What I do? Oh, I'm back. Anyway, so we don't do that too much anymore, but Temanim still do it. But that was the idea. So that's the idea behind Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum. With regards to the best way to fulfill this mitzvah, we find 3 different shitot among the poskim rishonim acharim. Best case scenario, the Rabbeinu Chaim Vital quotes his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh in Sha'ar HaKavanot, that his Rebbe used to break up the parasha and do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, Pasuk by Pasuk. Every single Pasuk, 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 Targum. pasuk, pasuk, targum, until he got to the end of the parasha. That is best case scenario, best way to do it. If a person has time, it takes a little bit longer. If you have time, that's the best way to do it. The Gaon Mevilna in Siman Shpehe says that he used to do it a little bit different. How so? Also, it says Ma'asirav. He didn't read pasuk by pasuk. He read it parasha by parasha, meaning parasha, not the way we refer to parasha as the weekly Torah portion. Parasha b'inshon Chazal is a reference to the paragraphs in the Torah. You ever see the paragraphs in the, sometimes patuah, sometimes satum, different formats of paragraphs in the Torah. The Gra used to read it paragraph by paragraph, 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 targum, and then that's how we finish the entire weekly Torah portion. There were other Rishonim, and it's brought down on Chazon Ovadia Shabbat, Chelek Bet, that it's also permissible to do it in this way, that they read the entire parasha as in weekly parasha. That's what some people do, myself included, because I don't have as much time. Reading through, the obviously, hands down, fastest way to do it is how? Read through the entire parashat HaShavua once, entire parashat HaShavua second time, and then entire Unkelus a third time. Either way, Yatzai Dechova. Either which way. Yeah? Now, no matter which way you do it, the according to the Sod, the Ben Ish Chai brings down, never to end off with Targum. The last pasuk of the parasha, don't end off with the Targum. Rather, when you're done, end off with reading the last pasuk in the parasha twice. What's the last pasuk in this week's parasha? Venoach masachin be'ainei Adonai. Twice, and then that's it. Kacha. Why?
What's the read? Yes.
Lefi Asod. Lefi Asod, Mikra is Dina Rafia. It's Din, but Din light. Unkelus, Targum, is Dina Kashia. Din Kashe. You don't want to end off with Din Kashe. You want to end off with something softer. That's why we end off with the Mikra. Gamto. Yeah, but that wasn't part of the Mikra. It is an option. Emma Talmud.
First opinion was to read the same Pasuk twice and then Targum.
Yeah, like Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Umalil Adonai Moshe Lemimah. Kacha. And then go through every Pasuk that way. That's Dari HaKadosh actually did that. Now, one second. Timing wise, Dari HaKadosh said that the best time to do it is Davka on Friday morning, right after Shacharit, while still in Talit Tfilin, reading from Sefer Torah. Dari HaKadosh used to read the Psukim from the Sefer Torah, and his Talmid, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, would read him the Targum as he was doing
it. Wait, he
would repeat it. No, he would repeat it from his Talmid. That's what we do. So, again, if you could do that, Matov Manayim. One time I saw a person.
Are you letting Tehillat Torah for no reason to do that?
Is it no reason?
I mean, is it Kabbalah Torah for one person to do it?
Mapitom. What is the Sefer Torah for? Sefer Torah is made to learn from. Yes, it's better to keep the Sefer in the Hechal, but let's say by Ashkenazim. There's no way by Sefer Torah Ashkenazi they can keep it in the Hechal. In order to learn from it, you got to take it out. Take off the so that's part of the mitzvah aseh. What do you read? You think you think the Torah gives us a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah so that we can only read it on Shabbat? What was the point of Sefer Torah?
Yeah,
to learn from it all the time. That's what they used to learn from. Anyway, it's part of its mitzvah to read from. Again, for Sfaradim, it's better to leave it in the Echal, but again, most people don't do this. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't, yeah, matashnoim.
In the past,
yeah,
I recently changed my ways. I want to know if I should.
Mikey, you're not going to tell me again.
I've read Shnai. I read one Shnai Mikra, then I did Targum.
Yeah.
And then during Torah reading, I said it with the guy.
With the Avad, it's best to do it in order. Mikra, Targum. With the Avad, the Poskim say, the Rishonim say that if you did it out of order, Mikra, Targum, Mikra, Yetzai Dechoma.
I'm saying, in my opinion, I don't know. I don't have an opinion, but in my opinion, I understand when I'm reading better if I already did the Targum and then I'm reading it again.
So you say that.
Is it? You don't think that's true?
Could be true, but still, the mitzvah is preferably to do it in order. Preferably. Now, there are some people, like we said, best time is to do it Friday morning. Meikar Adin, you don't need to do it on Friday morning. You could do it. When can you begin Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? The Shulchan Aruch says from Sunday. From Sunday of that week, of that parasha. Mishabra says, when Maran says Sunday, it doesn't necessarily mean Sunday. Lav davka. Elama. Mincha shel Shabbat. Why? What happens by Mincha shel Shabbat? You start reading. The next week's parasha, you can start from then.
If you're involved for it, you read the first aliyah on Mincha Shabbat. You have to read that aliyah again for Shabbat.
No. You don't need to. You can, but you're already upset with that. Not only that, let's say, and you can split the aliyot of the week. Either you can split it according to the seder of Chokhmah Yisrael. You can split it according to the seder of the aliyot. Some people do an aliyah a day. It's not the best, and according to Mkubalim also, Sha'ar HaKavanot and the Orach Haim HaKadosh both say that according to Kabbalah, you're not supposed to be mafsik at all. You're not supposed to interrupt with speech at all. But if you have no other time and you want to split it according to the aliyot and the days of the week, say that. If a person doesn't have time, say that. Ma?
The idea that you can't speak in the middle of doing the whole thing. Also, you're doing aliyot.
Well, if you're doing aliyot, one aliyah per day, let's say, it's not that you could speak. It's not practical. Not to speak.
Not speak for that. Don't speak for a week.
Don't speak for a week. Matashor.
For instead of the Bachor, I'm supposed to have read the Parsha twice before reading for the Tzibur.
Yes.
What about my Mincha on Shabbat? You don't have time to read Parsha twice in between the chapter and the Bachor.
Okay, so as follows. Listen carefully. Preferably, like we said, best case scenario is not to enter Shabbat without having done Shnai Mikra Decha Targum. That's best case scenario. Nevertheless, the Birkei Yosef Maran Achida writes, B'Shem HaMidrash, who says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in his will to his children, said, and he brings us a halacha, that a person should not eat Seuda Shmiya B'Shabbat until he's done Shnai Mikra Decha Targum. Which means, B'Lel Shabbat, can you do Shnai Mikra Decha Targum B'Lel Shabbat?
Yes. Mutar.
But B'Yom Shabbat, Birkei Yosef says, try not to eat Seuda Shmiya until you finish Shnai Mikra B'Chatzot. What do you mean?
Like you should have your meal before Chatzot.
No, so wake up in the morning, have something. Ta'anit B'Chatzot. You can break it with a glass of water, or with a tea, with a coffee. Huh? You wake up Shabbat morning, you avoid the issue. Nahon, it's asur latzum until Chatzot on Shabbat. But that's very easily avoided now.
So you should have a meal also before Chatzot. No?
That's preferable. Nahon, that's Da'at Rambam. But there's two separate issues. In order to avoid fasting until Chatzot on Shabbat, you can take a cup of water in the morning, tea, coffee. That's already not its own. You already drank. Now, listen carefully. Because of that, let's say a person, for whatever reason, didn't have time, and he wasn't able to do Shnai Mikra until Shabbat morning. Maran Shulchan Aruch says that although a person is never, ever, ever allowed to speak during Kriyat HaTorah for any reason, not only during Kriyat HaTorah, but even Ben Gavra Le Gavra, even between the Aliyot, and even B'Divrei Torah, Sa'if Meforash B'Shulchan Aruch, Maran says you cannot talk, not during Kriyat HaTorah, not between the Aliyot, not B'Divrei Torah, not B'Divrei Chol, and not B'Divrei Shalom, Klum. You're not allowed to talk. Nachon Michael, Katum Meforash. Asur Ledaber. Even B'Divrei Torah. Maximum, if you're waiting between the Aliyot, there's Mishibarach, Sashkavot, whatever, take a Sefer, read it with your eyes, with your lips. Asur Ledaber. Asur. Now, that being said, there's one exception that Shulchan Aruch says. What's the one exception that Maran allows? Moving your lips during Kriyat HaTorah. Even if you're not the Oleh. What's the one exception?
Shnai Mikra.
He says if a person did not yet, oh, it's a kind of thing. Maran says that if a person didn't do Shnai Mikra V'chatargum, by that point, a person is allowed to be mitzteref with the Shliach Tzibur to read along the Kriyah together with the Shliach Tzibur, and that will be one time Mikra, and then he could do another Mikra, and then Targum Mim Biyotzeh. B'diavad, if you don't even have time to do that, you're allowed to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, which means even reading Targum as the Shliach Tzibur is reading the Parasha, and it's not considered Barim B'Telim. Why? Because what are you Asuk? You're reading the Targum of the Parasha, that also is Mutar, even though the Shliach Tzibur, again, it's not optimal.
Is that also?
Now again. A person, there, nevertheless, should not use English for Shnai Mikra V'chatargum. We've spoken about this before because there's plenty of Rishonim. It sounds like that's Da'at Maran as well, that say that you're not Yotze with any translation of any language besides for Aramaic. Targum.
This isn't a regular translation. No?
Doesn't matter. Huh? Rashi. There's a machloket, and Maran seems to say that you're yotze with Rashi instead of Unkelus, but he says, Yireh Shamayim, yotze de Shnehim. And do what? Gam Targum, Gam Rashi. According to Kabbalah, listen carefully, according to the Sod, Shara Kavanot says, you're not yotze without Unkelus. Wow. According to the Kabbalah. Why? Because Unkelus has Kedusha since it was given, Targum Unkelus was given at Ma'amad al-Sinai together with the Torah Kedusha. So this is quite a big mitzvah. If you didn't make it up by Shabbat, the person says, hey, wait a second. You know what? I missed Shabbat day and I already ate my second meal and I didn't do targum. Don't despair. You still have, says Maran, until Mincha Shel Shabbat. If you didn't make Mincha Shel Shabbat, you still have until Tuesday. And even if you miss that, what's the halacha? You can make it up until Simchat Torah. So don't despair. Hello, we're at the beginning of the year. New beginnings. Start fresh. And it's hard words.
Someone told me they missed
it. It was a
bracha.
Yeah, halach.
Did he go back?
Or? No.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nigma. Yeah. It's over. It's over. Once you read.
What's the end point for Zod Racha? It's the Uda Shniyam or end of Chag?
This is the last part.
I guess Av Motzei Simchat Torah.
Yes.
The Ben Ishchai writes that you should preferably do in Chutz La'aretz, you should preferably do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum on Vezot Beracha for Vezot Beracha on Hoshana Rabba. Lo Asa B'Hoshana Rabba, you can do on Shmini Atzeret. If you didn't do on Shmini Atzeret, you can do it Vezot Beracha. If you didn't do it by Motzei Simchat Torah, Allah. Yeah, Rabotai, Adkan, let's say something on the Parsha. I shouldn't end, right? Just stop it.
I mean, so that means you didn't get the mitzvah.